have been incurred to the amount of £70,000, which is a friendly suit, and which is, I am assured, no nearer to its termination now than when it begun. There is another well-known suit in Chancery, not yet decided, which was commenced before the close of the last century, and in which more than double the amount of £70,000 has been swallowed up in costs. If I wanted other authorities for Jarndyce and Jarndyce, I could rain them on these pages to the shame of a parsimonious public. There is only one other point on which I offer a word of remark. The possibility of what is called spontaneous combustion has been denied since the death of Mr. Crook, and my good friend Mr. Lewis, quite mistaken, as he soon found, in supposing the thing to have been abandoned by all authorities, published some ingenious letters to me at the time when that event was chronicled, arguing that spontaneous combustion could not possibly be. I have no need to observe that I do not wilfully or negligently mislead my readers, and that before I wrote that description I took pains to investigate the subject. There are about 30 cases on record, of which the most famous, that of the Countess Cornelia de Bodhi Cecinate, was minutely investigated and described by Giuseppe Bianchini, a prebendary of Verona, otherwise distinguished in letters, who published an account of it at Verona in 1731, which he afterwards republished at Rome. The appearances, beyond all rational doubt, observed in that case are the appearances observed in Mr. Crook's case. The next most famous incident happened at Reims 6 years earlier, and the historian in that case is Licas, one of the most renowned surgeons produced by France. The subject was a woman whose husband was ignorantly convicted of having murdered her, but on solemn appeal to a higher court he was acquitted, because it was shown upon the evidence that she had died the death of which this name of spontaneous combustion is given. I do not think it necessary to add to these notable facts, and that general reference to the authorities which will be found at page 30, volume 2, the recorded opinions and experiences of distinguished medical professors, French, English, and Scotch. In more modern days, contenting myself with observing that I shall not abandon the facts until there shall have been a considerable spontaneous combustion of the testimony on which human occurrences are usually received. In Bleak House, I have purposely dwelt upon the romantic side of familiar things. 1853. Transcriber's note. This referred to a specific page in the printed book. In this Project Gutenberg edition, the pertinent information is in Chapter 30.